Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today, we're continuing our interview with Robin Williams, who is the ministry coordinator, and also Pastor John Pitchford, who is the assistant ministry coordinator, who both serve on staff with Child Evangelism Fellowship, reaching boys and girls for Christ way down the bottom of our state in southern Illinois. Well, Robin and John, thanks for being here again today.
Thank you.
You know, in one sense, we didn't go anywhere, but that's okay. You know? It's just we had just so much to talk about. We just had to keep on going. And for those of you that were not able to listen last week, just a few years ago, I think it was in 2015, 2016, is when we started. We launched a new ministry for CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, down in southern Illinois. In one sense, this was a restart because CEF years ago, back in the 1970s and so forth, was in southern Illinois. In fact, I don't know if I'd ever shared with you, Robin, but at one time, CEF of Illinois in the southern Illinois part was reaching 30,000 children with the gospel annually between Springfield and Carbondale area. I mean, that should bless your socks off. But I mean, those days, you know, we don't know if we'll ever get back there again, but you know, we're going to trust the Lord, you know, because God is not just the God of yesterday. He's the God of today and also tomorrow. But we were also talking about how the ministry in this restart that we had in 2015, 2016, that it started with one Good News Club and then two Good News Clubs. And now what we were sharing, you guys told me, is that in our last program last week, is now we have like 16 schools, Lord willing, that we are maybe, and we're in 10 right now, and five or six more that we're looking at for this 2019, 2020 school year. I mean, it's just amazing to see what God is doing in rebirthing the ministry. It's like a ripple effect. I mean, it started with a stone and then just kept on going and kept on. I mean, it's just so neat to see what God is doing. So I was just thinking, what if there is someone, because, you know, you might take this program and air it down there in southern Illinois too. What if someone is listening, or they know a church down there, or they have connections with that large landmass of, basically, we're talking about that whole 19 county area. Now, where does that cover? Like, can you kind of give us like a range of counties? Like,
sure, all the way from Clinton County in the north down to the bottom of the state, and then from Randolph over to White.
Okay. So that you get your own north, south, east, west compass right there.
Right.
So let's say someone knows someone, or someone's listening down there, and a church is saying, "Hey, I'd like to get a Bible club started in a public school.
Right.
I want to reach the children in my school with the gospel. How do I do that?" What would you tell them to do?
They would need to contact myself, Pastor John. They would go to our website, which is www.cefsi.com.
Okay.
Our phone numbers are both on there. John and I, our phone numbers are there. Our emails are on there. Give us a call. We want to come to your church. Pastor John wants to come and bring a presentation about Good News Club to let you know. You know, and then the first thing, you know, is form a prayer team. Begin to, you know, that would be my first recommendation, is form a prayer team and call it the Good News Club prayer team, and begin to pray for the children in your area. That whatever town you're in, whatever school district you're in, begin to pray for that school district. Pray for the teachers. Pray for the students. Pray for the school board. Begin to pray for them and how God can use you, you know, as His hands and feet extended for that school. Because we know this. Our children are under attack in more ways than one. And we want that school, that or that church rather, that adopts that school to be a prayer covering for that school. So I would say form a prayer team and begin to pray, and then give us a call and let us come and talk to on your Wednesday night, you know, family dinner night, and bring a 10 to 15 minute presentation about Good News Club and that church partnership and what that can look like.
Okay.
And that would be the first steps.
I love it because both of you, you know what you're talking about, because both of you have led Good News Club teams and church adoptions. I mean, so you're not just talking from a staff point of view and say, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's. I mean, you're saying, hey, we've done this before. I've done this before. Let me help you get started and walk you through the process. I mean, both of you. You are servants of the Lord, and you're ready and eager to help the church if they want to do this.
So. Absolutely. And what's so exciting, you know, for a pastor, You know, just like you say, viewing it from my own perspective, when I was a part of a church plant, when I heard about CEF, and we were praying and asking the Lord, you know, how can we impact our community here? You've planted us here. We were meeting in a public school at the time because we didn't have a building. And so as we were praying about that, and then I get this letter from CEF, and I start reading about Good News Clubs, and I was, you know, it literally rocked my world. I was like, whoa. This was like this was like answer to prayer right there, you know, the Lord. And so as we began that, but we watched what God did within our little church, how he united us as we were going to fulfill the Great Commission and and minister to those children weekly. You know, I always say, you know, I go to bless the kids and the kids bless me every time. And I learned through the Good News Club training. Right. I was learning and God was growing me and deeper. And even our pastor, you know, my pastor would say, wow. And now actually serves on the Southern Illinois committee.
And I know also that is not only your testimony, Robin, but that's also, that's your testimony too. I mean, isn't that how the Lord, I mean, you were a pastor and now you're sitting here and now you're full-time missionary with CF. I mean, how did that happen?
By the hand of God, that's how that happened.
Well, tell us about it.
But I was a pastor for 10 years at had a Good News Club for two, but the Lord led me into CEF, like I said, about 2.5 years ago. And here last year, about September, somewhere around there, Robin asked me, they were praying, they want a local director, and they were praying, and my name came up. So I said, well, I got to pray about it because I don't know what the Lord wants from me. So I prayed, and within about a month, she said, well, they're going to have a retreat at CEF headquarters. Why don't you go to that? So
The guide retreat.
The guide retreat, yes. So I went there. It was wonderful, and it was like 3 days. I enjoyed that, and then I still never really had an answer, but sometime, I think early December, right before I came here for an interview, I think the Lord said, that's it. I want you here. And so I said, well, you got to make room, Lord, because I'm a full-time pastor and I can't leave for 12 weeks to go to CMI. How are you going to do this? And so that's when I was crying on the way back home from here, when I had to interview here and I had to go to CMI.
Oops, I'm sorry.
I was crying out to the Lord, so it was good. And so by the time the end of the week came, I had my answer because the church called me in and said they couldn't afford a full-time pastor and I can only be there on Sundays. And I said, praise the Lord, there's the answer. So I'm going to CMI.
Well, I'm praising the Lord. So, So, so how was that? I mean, here you are a pastor, you know, you've been to Bible school, seminary, and so forth, and now you've got to go back to a school again and be trained as a children's worker. And he had to be there for, you know, he had to be stuck there for 12 weeks. I mean, how was that? I mean, was that something you just had to endure? What did you think about that?
Well, I was crying on the way there, but nevertheless, once I got there and I met my class and there was two other pastors there and the camaraderie was great, but the teaching was excellent. I think any pastor that wants to teach children or anybody involved in wanting to teach children need to sign up and go to that class because it's fantastic. I mean, and as I got to thinking about it, they teach you how to come down to a 5-year-old's level to share the gospel, but an adult who doesn't know Jesus needs it at a 5-year-old level as well.
Right.
So it was excellent. I enjoyed every minute of it.
And this is not, just to be clear, this is not just a training for pastors or Bible students. This is a training. Would you recommend this for anybody? In your parish or
absolutely,
your local church members?
Yeah, anybody. That's good for you, especially if you want to get involved with children and in VBS or Sunday school or whatever, this would be fantastic.
You know, I could talk to you all day long, but I've heard pastors tell me that this is like homiletics for children. It's like how to take a sermon that you would do like in a pulpit for adults and how it's the same type of a training that we'd have, but with simpler terminology and how you take that message and you infuse it with the gospel of Jesus Christ and you bring out the application teaching for the unsaved and saved child. Same thing you're doing in the pulpit. You're just doing it for children.
Bringing it down.
You're not telling Bible stories. You're teaching Bible lessons.
And it was challenging for us three pastors because they always had to stop us and remind us we were talking to children, because we were up here again, talking to adults.
You're a little cerebral. Had to bring it down.
We had to learn how to bring it down. But it was great. It was fantastic.
Well, I applaud you for being willing to go through it, and you're better for it, and so forth. But you know, tell me. I know we're kind of running out of time again, but share with me, what is your passion as a pastor, and now you're a missionary with CEF, and working with children and so forth, and reaching the children in the schools. What's your passion, especially in working with churches?
Well, my passion with working with the churches is, again, I'm trying to get the pastors to understand, one, how blessed we are we can get back into public school, and two, you can get in there and share the gospel with unchurched children, which is only going to benefit them because once they're saved, they've got to go to church mm-hmm. somewhere, and they're going to follow the pastor and the church that was leading them right. the whole time. So, yeah, fulfilling the Great Commission, that's everything.
Right.
And we should do that. And it's not just for a pastor or a missionary. It's for every born-again believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. They should be sharing the gospel. We know that less than 5% sitting in a church have ever shared Jesus with anyone else, and that's why we exist.
Wow.
We exist and are saved to share Jesus. That's why we're here. That's why the church exists.
So what you're saying, that this isn't about building a CEF kingdom. This is about building God's kingdom.
Amen.
This
yeah.
is about the church being involved in kingdom building and getting outside of their church walls, mm-hmm. but also making sure that they're reaching their own children with the gospel. Because sometimes churches,
yes.
they assume mm-hmm. that just because children go there, that they're already saved. And that, mm-hmm. you know, we want to make sure from, you know, from birth all the way through that we are sharing the gospel every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rob and I was thinking about, you know, a ministry like this that just got started. I mean, You know, where does the funding come from? I mean, how does that work? I mean, I'm sure money just isn't growing trees. I'm sure the government's
yeah.
not giving us anything to go and share the gospel with children.
No.
So
no.
How does this work? And also, how in the world are we going to get this guy full-time funded?
I know. Well, you know, oftentimes people think because CEF is so large, it's a worldwide ministry and in every country other than North Korea, and they think that we're getting funding as a small local chapter from our state or from international or CEF USA, and that's just not the case. While
no.
we have lots of prayer support and legal support and all of that from the higher organization of CEF, we are funded through the generous hearts of God's people.
Locally.
Locally,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So Southern Illinois, when God put that committee together of six people, and we need more board members,
right?
And we're praying about that, for God to send us more workers into mm-hmm. the harvest field, in committee members, in church partnerships, in Good News Club volunteers, and donors. People who just want to sow into, maybe you can't go yourself, but you can sow into the ministry by donating,
mm-hmm.
because we need to get the local director's position funded.
Right.
So
you're building
the
ministry from the ground up.
So
yeah.
that we can mm-hmm. send John out. I mean, John's devoted his full time to this, you know.
Yeah.
And
we need to pay him full
time. We have to pay him.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, we mm-hmm. we rely on God to provide it. But like the CEF motto for fundraising, ask God and tell his people.
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's
and
why
also we don't want to just stop with John because he can't do this himself. I mean,
right.
and you're helping him, that's great, but you know, we need a multi-staff, you know,
yeah.
and so we're just gonna have to trust God that he will bring this all together. Well, we're just plain out of time, but just real quick, Pastor John and Rob, if you just want to pop in, is what are some next things, like give us three things that we can be praying right now for Southern Illinois and our listening audience. So Pastor John, Robin, just give us real quick.
Well, I'd say for one, we want to definitely pray for board members. We need more people on staff mm-hmm. to help us.
So board members
mm-hmm.
and then staff.
Yeah,
okay.
in those 19 counties. And we're gonna do, for our fundraising, we really need the Lord to
and
send
funds.
That. We're actually going to be sending out some postcards and newsletters to people about September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Our board has, the local board has decided to ask the local church if they would make that Child Evangelism Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And for their
CEF Sunday.
CEF Sunday, and ask for their parishioners to receive $1. Imagine if all the churches in Southern Illinois, I don't know how many there are. I tried to figure that out one time, and I'm thinking like,
we'll be set.
Yeah. We would, if everybody gave $1 that yeah. was going to those churches, wow, what a blessing that would be.
Right. All for the gospel, for the
and
children.
It's for reaching the children. That is our whole goal.
Mm.
Evangelize the boys and girls
mm-hmm.
with the gospel and then get them plugged into a local Bible-believing, Christ-centered church for further discipleship.
Mm, I couldn't have said it any better. You mm-hmm. know, and that's what this ministry is all about, is that the generation to come, Psalm 78 says, that they would set their hope in Christ.
Amen.
That's what it is they would set their hope in the Lord. And we know that hope ultimately, Old Testament, New Testament, is the same. It's to set their hope in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for listening. And would you pray for the ministry of CEF in Southern Illinois. Pray for Robin. Pray for Pastor John. And thanks again for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the Radio Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.